a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm cold. I was cold to my bones. Yeah, last night we put the heater on.
Oh.
Yeah.
First time this year.
It wasn't the first time, but I just,
How are you guys going to pay for that?
Yeah. And then I saw this morning, because it's a gas heater, the pilot light, right?
Yeah.
Was still on this morning, even though Jimmy had turned it all the way down to zero.
The pilot light was still on. Oh, my God. Think of the gas that you're...
I know.
You're going to have to sell vegetables at a little stand
about the black
out the front of your house.
Yeah.
You always talk about what?
The black balloons. Remember those ads? Oh, and they're like, how many black balloons?
Yeah.
Every time I put the dryer on, which are only used in winter, it's like... I just feel like I'm being suffocated with black balloons.
It's orange smoke now, I think, is the ads for the carbon dioxide.
Ah, right.
Carbon dioxide aside, seriously, is Jimmy going to take out a second job?
Assuming, I don't know if that means that the heater was on all night.
If the pilot light's always on, mate. Pilot light's always on.
No, it's not.
Yes, 1,000%.
No. We have to go bang, 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 bang,
to turn your
bang,
pilot.
To turn it on. And then we turn the whole thing off.
No, that's turning. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to leave the pilot light
on. No, you're not supposed to leave the pilot light on. 1,000%.
52232955. Give us a call. The pilot light stays on. That's the idea of the pilot light. Because then you press the button, the gas hits the pilot light, and boom, the heater goes on.
No. Because we turn off the... When you say pilot light, do you mean the flame that's in the little circle?
Yeah.
The blue flame.
Little blue flame.
Okay. No. You turn all that off. No. And then when you're ready for the heater, then you go bang, 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 bang. And after 10 minutes, it turns on.
Here we go. Aaron's in St. Albans Park. Here we go. Aaron, good morning. What's the deal? Pilot light. Is the whole idea of a pilot light to stay on permanently? Or do you do the bang, 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 bang to turn that on and then turn the heater on?
This sound all the time. That's why, like you say, it's a pilot light. You don't turn it off in your hot water service either, do you?
Do you know you've got one in your hot water set? You got gas hot water? Oh, my God, Lauren. Go home. Switch it off. The gas that you're paying for.
What? Really?
Oh, my
You're supposed
goodness.
To just keep it on all the time? Oh, we don't. Okay. Do you keep it on all the time, Aaron? Seriously.
I don't have gas heating, but, yeah, when I did have it, yeah, it's on all the time.
Aaron, I know you do a bit of concreting and stuff. Have you got any extra work for Jimmy? Because they've had their pilot light on for... for a whole night,
yeah.
So he's going to need to pay for that.
I'll be able to sort it. He can work for a couple of days to pay that bill.
Oh, you're a blessing, wonderful. Aaron. Thank All you. Right. I've learnt so much today. More people are calling up, even Brett from Grovedale. Brett, is this a pilot light? Are you supposed to leave them on the heater, are you?
I'm sorry, you were meant to leave them on.
No, well then why are we turning it off every... I don't understand.
Because you're taking it back to zero every day.
But
you don't need to.
No, but isn't that saving... Isn't that conserving some type of energy, Brett?
Yeah, but it's like having a TV on standby. There's always that little light on. You've got to keep it there ready to initiate it when you want it.
You do turn it off at the wall, don't you? And then you forget that it's turned off at the wall and then you go and buy a new television.
No, that happened once
yep.
And it's because Jimmy turned off the plug that went to the aerial, to the TV.
Mm.
I mean, this is back when he didn't used to watch TV before I came into his life.
See what I'm working with, Brad-o? See what I'm working with?
Oh, I got your back though, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah.
I've learned something.
Yeah,
I've learned something.
What a world. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Okay, so here's the thing. I just want to bring this to the table and it's probably a what you think about, mate, but I just wanted to maybe give it a bit more air than we usually give a what you think about, what you think about, what you think about, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Should I play the intro anyway?
Yeah, go for it. What you thinking about, what you thinking about, what
you thinking about, mate? Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Our cafe that we get our coffees from, who can remain unnamed for this break, have just this week changed their coffee cups.
Oh.
And they usually do this when they run out of their branded ones, and that's cool. I get it, right?
Yeah.
You got to have cups somewhere, and there are supply chain issues and that kind of thing, right?
Many hands.
Got me thinking about takeaway coffee cups. We should probably be using keep cups.
We were very big on the keep cups, and then COVID happened, and no one was taking them anymore.
Yeah.
And then,
We've not really come back. I bring a cup. Yeah, I've got lots of keep cups. Anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm talking about disposable coffee cups.
Yeah.
And the styles thereof, because they're they don't, you know, like a can has 375 mils or you get a beer that's 330 mils and you're like, hang on, where's my other 45 mils?
Yeah.
You know?
That's why you get the big Woodstock, mate. It's always got that extra.
Or the really little one with lots of alcohol in it. The double shot or whatever it is. So you look at them And you've just got to size it up by eye, don't you, really, to know how much value you're getting for your coffee.
Yeah.
So here's what I will say, and I don't think I'm overselling it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm off the mark. I'm, in fact, going to back this statement. I say that the coffee cups that you get that are a large in inverted commas, but they're more narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like, oh, hang on, it looks to the eye like it's a large coffee cup, but it's quite narrow.
Okay, I need you to stop doing that with your hands.
This?
Yeah, I need you to stop doing that with your hands.
Is it worse if I move my arms like this?
It is. Okay. Yes.
So like this.
Oh, my God. I get what you're saying.
They are the push-up bras of the coffee world.
I think you may be right.
False advertising.
Because, you know, when you get a short glass and sometimes the short glass fits in the tall glass.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you want, tall glass or a short glass? I'm always a short glass girl. Mm. I hate tall glasses.
Sure.
But then people are like, it's the same amount of liquid. And I'm like, no, I don't believe that. And it obviously won't be all the time, depending on glasses. But I think about that often. Mm. And I didn't even think about it in regards to coffee cups.
You don't need to wear short glasses, though. That's your best quadrant.
What?
Back to the push-up bras. It's the false advertising. You open it up and there's less in there than you expect to see.
You should just be thankful that a coffee cup's looking at you, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm very grateful for it. And all coffee.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, let's play, team. What TV theme?
Heard the original the other day.
Triggered?
Yeah.
What TV theme?
Yours is better.
Thanks, mate. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What TV theme? Certainly nails the sort of monotone delivery, doesn't it? What TV theme?
Yours is longer
than the actual song. What TV theme?
Let's go around one more time. Better make up
your mind. What TV theme? Well done, everybody. Correct. It's a very quiet bell there. all right, here's how it works. Your names are your buzzers, best of three arrangement. I'm going to play little bits of TV theme songs. You tell me what the TV show is. Very easy game to play. You can play along at home. Unfortunately, you can't tell us, though, so we'll just have to trust you that you got it right. Mm. Everybody ready to play? Oh, it's also the game that goes away if Log's too good at it.
No, but
I'm just an audio guy. I can't help how good I am with audio. As soon as it hits my ears, I just know things. Words I can't do, lyrics, but just the tunes. Oh, man, the tunes.
It's a different part of the brain, and it's true, so shush.
Yeah, but that's exactly what you sound like. Every time off air, you go on that spiel.
I sound interesting. I sound like I have much to say.
You sound like the guy that does the intro to this game. All right, here we go. Question number one, what TV show is this? I didn't say they were easy this week, by the way. This is it kicking in. It's a recent show.
Loggy.
Okay, I'm not going to stop it because if I stop,
the
I have to
Mayor
start.
The Mayor of Easttown?
No, unfortunately not.
Lingy, Stranger Things.
No, unfortunately not.
Unsolved Mysteries.
No. Oh, can I give you more clues?
Yeah.
So it's like a Netflix culty one that is probably maybe five years old.
What?
You.
No, it's not. That's a good one, though. I'm going to write that one down.
The guy with the glasses, the serial killer guy.
No, it's about ladies and sort of a dystopian future.
Loggy.
Yeah.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Correctamundo. Well done.
I can't watch that. It's too grim. It is too grim.
Well, that intro music is grim.
It's pretty moody,
isn't it? Get some lyrics.
Yeah. There's more where that came from. It's the grim edition.
Oh, okay, maybe. Right.
Nah, not all of it. Okay, so that's 1 point to Log.
Well, see, that can't be me being too good at the game, can it?
No, that one doesn't count.
No, neither you're pretty
of you,
bad at it.
Neither of you were good at that, but also I feel like I possibly may have had something to do with that one as well. Here we go, question number two.
Loggie.
You look at me like I'm a moron. I'm not getting that one.
No.
Okay, what is it?
That's the way I always look at you.
How about I give you a second?
No, go on.
Does the brain come up with any? It's Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, he's not going to know this one.
Oh, actually, I should have known that.
Why would you know that one?
Because I've seen this show.
Have you really?
Yeah.
It's such a good show. It's beautiful.
There it is. I can't just skip to the good bit, mate.
You watched Schitt's Creek like a week ago. I was an original member
for the third
of the Watcher.
Excuse me. I've watched it through three times.
Wow, you're both so cool.
Oh, coming from you, mate.
I know.
Coming from you, audio guy.
All right, I know Logs won at 2-0. Give us the third one anyway.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lingy.
Nah, I'm giving that to Lingy.
That's He-Man.
No, it isn't, you idiot.
Is it?
What is it?
Is it?
All right, that's a no for you.
Okay, can I have more song?
Oh. Well, you can have the.
No, wait, that's not that.
Oh, yeah.
MacGyver.
No, it's not MacGyver.
Okay, Gladiator.
No, it's not Gladiator. Come on, Lingy, you know this man. You love this.
Is it Astro Boy?
No, it's not Astro Boy. We haven't talked about this for ages, but you frothed it when this came out. Recent one, but it's off the back of a franchise from when we were kids.
Oh, Lucky! Is it the karate one? Yeah.
Which would be?
What's it called again? Oh, what karate is it called? One.
Hang on.
It's Cobra Kai!
Cobra Kai.
Oh. You suck. Oh, my God.
I tried.
I know you did. You did really well, mate, and it's so much so that I usually hate it when you win, but I'm so glad you did because...
Can
God, I'm glad
one?
This is over.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I told you guys on Monday that we headed out for a little social get-together on Saturday night. Kind of rare for me to get out and about, but we popped around the corner to friends.
Sorry, when you say we, not us.
No, not you two. No, no.
He was telling us how we went.
Yeah, just
how
to
they
so people know.
They know.
Yeah, cool.
I got what you were saying.
It was to so
you and Dodsy and the kids.
Yes, me, Dodsy and the kids. So it was. It's a really lovely couple. They've got a preppy at the same school that my kids go to. Jetty's in prep, getting to know them.
These are the ones with the nice house, and you said they were aesthetically pleasing and so was the house.
No, they were your words, Thomas. They were your words. Their house, beautiful. Yeah, recent renovation.
One of your children spilled orange juice all over their floor.
Yes, exactly, okay. Exactly right. I want to take you back even further than that. So... Dodsy goes walking every morning before I have to leave to come and see you guys with one of the couple and then also another one of another couple who were there on Saturday night.
Huh.
But so they've started doing a bit of an early morning walking thing together.
Nice.
Great. Probably the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
But, you know, recent friends type thing. Mm. So I'm sitting at home. Dodsy gets home with the kids and says, right, we're going round to these people's house just around the corner. We're going to get pizzas for the kids. We're just going to catch up, have a bit of a social thing. So I'm thinking sort of newish friends for Dodsy. I know them as well, but, you know, again, newish things. I'm like, cool, I'll go get jeans and a shirt on. Pop my shoes on.
Shirt.
Yeah, little collar.
A little tartan, the little
no, not a
science
tartan.
Book. Science
the
print.
Graph paper.
Yeah.
No.
I thought you were going for you. You had an absolute mental blank there, didn't you?
I'm just really sorry.
Science.
Thanks for helping me, Lingy. I appreciate that.
You're right. Well, but I thought I was sort of looking in a neat, casual type way.
Well, it's because Laurel and Linton raised you right.
Yeah. Yes. Then Dodsy. Pops out of the bedroom, dressed in, to head around the corner for a social get-together at somebody else's house.
Yeah.
You remember Smurfette from the Smurfs?
Yeah.
Smurfette pyjamas.
Hang on, were the clothing that is looks like pyjamas, but it's not, it's actually an outfit?
Smurfette pyjamas,
like
100% pyjamas. No, lighter, more a springy type ones.
Okay, well that's kind of dressy.
And... bright pink flowery hoodie.
Right.
She had an hoodie over the top.
Over the top and Ugg boots. And she's like, come on, we better go.
You have misread the tone of this party.
I'm like,
is my first impression.
Mm. I'm all for casual. Listen, I would have stripped back to my trackies and an hoodie and a hoodie,
yeah.
And happily gone around. And then I'm like, you can't wear pajamas and hoodie and uggies round to somebody's house for a social get together.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
I love Doddy, but
do you know what her reason was?
Yeah.
Oh, you just got to be comfortable.
Mm. You can wear pants, though, and be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can actually wear clothes and be comfortable. Mm. You don't have to be in your pyjamas.
So what I want to know, and I think the three of us are united on this one, which is fairly rare, are you actually allowed to wear an hoodie out of the house to any sort of social gathering?
Well, Dodzy has sent me a message. It's a meme.
What she said.
A plus side to being my friend is that you can come to my house in your pajamas and I won't judge you because I will also be in pajamas. Babe, that's what she said. And I said, yeah, I know, but, you know. And she said, this is my defense.
That is her defense, is it?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm all for comfort too, by the way. I'm just saying that the hoodie does not leave the house.
Hello, Roxy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, we got you. All right. What do you reckon? How far can you go from your bed in your pyjamas?
I'm 100% going to a friend's house and, you know, being a social that way, but I'm not a big fan of the hoodies going out into the supermarket, out in public. No.
Okay. Hang on. So, Rox, you're saying an hoodie to a friend's house for a little drinky poos and some nibbles is okay?
Yes, definitely, but not out in public. I'm not a big fan of seeing them out in public.
All right, okay. No, I don't mind that.
We are getting some slight rules here.
Mm. Ed from St. Albans Park, what are your thoughts, mate?
Good morning, Cameron. Morning, Tom. Morning, Lauren. I believe the attire's okay if you fall in the age group of 4 to 8. So could you tell me, Cameron, does Dodsey, was she born in a leap year?
That is a good point. I'm all for the kids getting to wear the hoodies out because then you can just put them straight to bed when you get them home.
How far away do they live?
Oh, like a minute walk at most.
Oh, so you walked?
Yeah.
On the street with her.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.